What is the main idea, the central idea here? Of course, you agree with me that the main idea of this kinef, written by Rav Lezer HaKavir, is the same way as Simuni Be'ezrei Chaver, this sentence. Because the same ways, for this apostrophe, in Echo, and those kines are organized around certain expressions, in Echo, certain words in Echo. I mean, what is the Pythonian considered very important? I consider that it's a great, a central idea, has been expressed by the apostrophe, so that this apostrophe will become this. Will become the main will be used as the main eye, as the motto of the kinef. From this, from the shavasur many shishimune echoi, shimoi shishimune beadre chaveroi, sakesa mishto mischeis dvirui. So what would you say, what are the two words, or three words, which are central, whose meaning is very important, and the central idea expressed in which word? Chiyuvo is simuni bedre chaveru. But instead, because, but this is a copy deposit, actually it's a apostrophe, and he agarro only. Schir Mois Simani Bekarev Vyodisei Schir Mois Simani Kavam, right? And this is here, Rabbi Ramazan Khalil uses this also. Schir Mois, instead of Simuni Betar Khalil, is Simuni Bekarev Ami, but he is a person. This person who stays in town, and we are there all over. This gossip was considered by Rav Lezer HaKavir the central idea, the central axis around to which the kinef move. Central possibility, the main. This is what is why it's so important. For three more is Simuni in the Keravami, or as Rav Lezer HaKavir changed around, is Simuni Be'edrei Chaveroi. Because there is a very important yesod in a very important idea, a very important thought comes to expression, that namely that Gulas Yisrael depends upon Kved Yisrael, the most horrible army experience we lived through the 1700, 1900 years of Goren is Chilul Hashem. Why is Goren so terrible? Because Goren means Chilul Hashem. Why is Goren so important? Alright, so we have whether we enjoy independence, political independence. You don't enjoy. Well, why is it so important? it was goles spells chilul Hashem, chilul shmei agodim. And of course, issue number one. Number two, something else. The chilul shmei agodim is not necessarily refers not necessarily to Hakadosh Baruch Hu directly. Chilul shem Yisrael Boelo is like chilul shem Hakadosh Shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Why is the novi so? Why does the novi mean? The novi in Echo, Nani Akeva Roani emphasized chilul boys. This is mainly the Kerava. This is mainly because Sfir Mois means refuse, dead. It means what is horrible in the Kores experience is the fact that there are in those people whom we expected those people will respect us, will honor us. Those people look upon us. Schemers, as refuse, and as subhumans, people who are not men, but subhumans. Schemers, really, I don't have to tell you there that Goles is basically the experience of Chilul Hashem, not exclusively Chilul Hashem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chilul Hashem Shel Yisrael is also the main destructive experience of Goles. The Chilul Mois is the main of the Kerbah. And interesting is that Potsu Yach Echazir, Potsu Maishe Ervo Venideo, Person Tzien Beyodeo. Our Tzien, so to say, I'm a donor, so for our Asian Sedina. So he speaks, a Potsu Yach Echazir Yach, Ayi Chasadir, it means about the Echazir Yach, or whatever it were, I don't know what people, I mean, the Bible is referring to, but one thing is clear, that the Chazir Yah engages in blasphemy, not so much of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but of Yisrael. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shem Yisrael, are an identical concept. And that's why our Pidin is the Averia, I mean, the Chet, the sin of Chilul Hashem, plays such a great role. Chilul Hashem, I mean, many halachas, I mean, are based upon the Isra of Chilul Hashem. Because Chilul Hashem is Goles, and Kiddush Hashem is Geula. This is Sfir Mois, this is what the Pasuk is. Sfir Mois is refuse and dirt, refuse and nothing. This is the main of the caravan. We expected the army, the people, the army, who treat us as respect. We are the one nation, it's another nation, but we were completely disappointed. He looked upon us, and he still looked upon us. And then interesting is that the novice says the Kerabrami. And Reza Kalir says the Simuni Bedri Chaviroi. We expected him, he expected a different treatment from them. That is kind. We brought to Chazir Yar, Ayi Chasadir, a treatment, blessings. Chilul Mois is Simuni, the Hebrew among those peoples whom I expected to a different relationship and a different treatment. Is Simuni, the Hebrew Chaviroi. But they did not show friendship, but whether the Hebrides, the hostility and hate. And this is the Allah basically. This is the Allah of Chilu Hashem. Chilu Hashem is the greatest of all of us. Now there's something else. Auf drei Verlust nutzt zu Chassidir. Auf drei Verlust Zocho. Keiru Yeshidir. Auf drei Verlust nutzt zu Chassidir. I mean, of course, we are speaking now auf drei Verlust nutzt zu Chassidir. We are dealing with what Chum, not with Chum Ba'eshen. Chum Ba'eshen is the argument that not his Verlust did not play any role as far as Chum Ba'eshen is concerned. Chum Ba'eshen was providing with the train, the Roman soldiers, the army, when they were landed in Yehuda, before the final Chum of the Beis Hamikdash. It's not Verlust. Verlust refers to the Aseret HaShvuot. Who deported the exiled the people from Yehuda, replaced the people, the population of Yehuda with Kusim, with Shomrayim, and deported, exiled the Jews into Assyria and other countries. As a matter of fact, our play for us looked to Hasidim. All of our poor, the Hasidim, I mean, the pious ones, the good ones, who were dispersed is a reference to Sanhedrin, not to Rome, the second. You said the second. Second rule, not play any important role. But his power is so Zoho, he ever is there. She remembered the splitting of the Red Sea. When did she remember that? During the time of the Chum Beis HaMikdash. He ever is there. At the time when the Yesedes, the foundation stone, was removed. The Beis HaMikdash collapsed and was destroyed. Outlived. Baal Gesuf, she remembered the splitting of the Red Sea. Zoho, Ke'eru Yesedeser, or Yeseder. When the Yesedes, the foundation, began to shake, and the Beis HaMikdash destroyed, so she remembered. What is the connection? What is the transition from Kriyas Yamsu into Chum Beis HaMikdash? To Chum Beis HaMikdash. The reason one, you may say, remember in the sense of comparison, on the contrary. Aur Yisuf, she remembered Zohar. She remembered the beautiful miracle of the Red Sea, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yisroel, and our friends, Yisroel, I mean, was innocent as far as sin is concerned, and the beautiful relationship which prevailed between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Yisroel during Kriyas Yam Suf. Of course, you remember sometimes by contrast. She remembered when Titus came into the Beis HaMikdash, defiled and profaned the Beis HaMikdash. She thought in the people with basic classes also. It's quite a difference between our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu so many years ago, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was, so to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Yisroel are actually close to each other, and the relationship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us now alien, ununderstandable, and a relationship of Din, not of Chesed. It means Zochra means sometimes you remind yourself by identity of events, and sometimes you remind yourself by the sheer law of association, not by the identity of events, but on the contrary, by the contrast. Yeah, this is later, correct? Right? And this comparative study has will actually pursues this idea. Remembrance by contrast. This is number one. Number two, you can say Pardisuf, Zohor, Keheru, Yisidero, refers not to remembrance by contrast, but actually to something very important. La mayu em chemo mi minum besmelo. What does the Medrash say? La mayu em chemo mi minum besmelo. What does the Medrash say? And you all know Rashi says, that actually the words of the night of Pesach, the night of Shmish or Pesach, preceding the drowning of the mitzvah in the Red Sea, there was a debate between Uzo Melech Mitzrayim, the Sash of Mitzrayim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Uzo said HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I mean, I don't understand why you support your people, the Jews, and you're angry at my people. They do exactly what my people have been doing. They're in David Zorin. Alone with David Zorin. And so far down, alone with God with Blairis. They dress alike. Alone with God with Blairis. Maturated artist with Banner. What do you want to punish my children? After all, Chris Boch is just wisdom. So why such approach to the mitzvah? So, the Emes, the Medrash does not say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu waits and actually is rejected completely Uzo's complaint. The Medrash doesn't say. Man says that Rama is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Gabriel. He motioned to Gabriel, and Gabriel came, and he motioned to him again, and Gabriel brought a brick with the blood soaked in the blood of a Jewish child. Yes, but the matter is of the thing. What's about, all right, for us, that the Mitzvah, a murderer or something, no truth. Everybody knows about it. But what about Uzo? Uzo said that the Israel committed the same crimes as the Mitzvah. So the Shmur said it is not true, no. Amayim lem chemo mi minam o mesmer. In other words, HaKadosh Bemes, the Mitzvah deserve punishment, and the Bnei Israel also deserve punishment. The Bnei Israel also should have been punished that night. A night from deep. Now apparently the Bnei Israel were not perfect. Very far from. That's why Mayim and Chemo mean Minom and Mismelo. Chemo not as a, in the sense of the water was act like a wall separating, but like it was the symbol on the contrary. The water was ready, I mean, to destroy not only the mitzvah, but the Israelim as well. But Midas HaChesed intervened, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I mean, Midas intervened, the mitzvah were punished, and the Jews were saved. But it means we still have, and this is the reason why in many places, I mean, you are up in the night of Shmish or Pesach. Why? Why should you get up in the night of Shmish or Pesach? Because it's very much, it was a Yim Adin, Shmish or Pesach. And we did not want just if, but And according but we HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestowed upon us just chesed. But according to the Midas HaDin, you should have been punished as well. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu applied the Midas HaChesed. He ignored Uzzah's statement. Why does he apply the Midas HaChesed to Israel? Does not apply to Mitzray. He ignored it, but actually he applied the Midas HaChesed. Had HaKadosh Baruch Hu employed Midas HaDin, the whole situation of Rahman al-Islam would have been different. That's why Shvilein Shvi Yishol Pesach. People are up, they are, because Shvi Yishol Pesach was Israel from Din. And if you follow it very carefully, the Sifra Maaseh, the tale of the events in Shvi Yishol Pesach at night, you will find that in Chumash. Take a look. That the Chumash says it away, that actually the Bnei Yisrael should be punished as well as the Mitzvah. The thing that you are saying is not because of our great deed, Maisim Tevin, because we were different from them. We were not different from them. We were just as bad as they were. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the head of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, applied the Midas, the Midas from Din. I mean, we were the Chachman and Tlamot, the Mitzvah in Din. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the Rav Chesed. He's full of grace. And because he's full of grace, he applied his Midas HaChesed the rest of the time. He ignored Uzzah and applied Midas HaChesed to the Bnei Yisrael, and the Bnei Yisrael did not win the argument, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu protected them. It means there is no debt. Of course, if it is chesed, I got to understand how to feel indebted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu who bestowed chesed upon us. That I still have an old account with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The people, the Jews, during by his mission, by his shenei, through the chub, reminded themselves. Why? They asked questions, I mean, Yirmiyahu is in Eicho, is full of questions. Why Eicho? I mean, why is it necessary? Why was it necessary? The Jews, I mean, this the same question which people ask, I mean, before Yisroh of the Tzufa Rahman al-Islam. When there is a crisis, I mean, we ask questions. But suddenly, we ask many questions at the time of the Chum by Yisroh. But then they reminded themselves. We don't ask, there's no need to ask any question. Because we still have an old debt to pay, namely the debt of Yam Suf. Yam Suf we were saved for the Midas HaChesed. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually employs exclusively Midas HaChesed. So I become, it's not given gratis. It's not bestowed gratis, just for no reason in the world. So the person upon whom HaKadosh Baruch Hu has bestowed Midas HaChesed becomes indebted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we, the old debt, Maaseh Sinah, in Kriyas Yam Suf, we have not paid in full. And that's why the whole thing. Auf ne Fros Nuk zu Chassideo, Pauge Suf Zocho, Keiru Yisideo, Kriyas Deo means when the Chum, the Chum by Shlishna or by Shina, I mean, this catastrophic, disastrous event, she remembered something. What did she remember? That there is still, we are not as innocent or simple as we imagine. There is something we owe HaKadosh Baruch Hu a debt, but we forgot to pay it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tried to collect food in we forgot, I mean, that we owe a debt HaKadosh Baruch Hu. other way of what happens, the whole when a people are not, don't have the awareness of being, of awareness of a corastivo, of of gratitude, so this is a very bad meter. This may cause hope. And as a matter of fact, I'll tell you frankly, I don't know what they interpreted in the sense of Zoho, the sense of contrast, but then means she compared our situation now of Shaskun with that of Yitzias Mitzrayim, Takibetesu Mitzrayim, the Betesim Yerushalayim, the Betesim Mitzrayim. You see, that's a Quran, which results in finding out it's completely different. This is number one. Number two is Zohar Yisedeo. Zohar Yisedeo means simply we have forgotten throughout the long history. We have forgotten that we are Kodesh Baruch Hu. And no debt which we incur, this indebtedness we incurred the night of Shishol Petra. But we were very lazy and forgetful, and we did not pay the debt which we owed them as well. That's why Par le sou, Zohar, Kehebu, Yisrael.
Why must we pay?
Huh?
We have Corona, we
have Corona. Why must we pay? Yeah, but sometimes we have to. Not yet. Yet. See, those are words we simply don't understand. What does it mean? Pachat Chechiri Tochav Seder. First of all, what kind of Chechiri is? What kind of Chechiri? I mean, all we have to see and say is the hate chili consisted in the hate which we are committed by the sons of Eliakim, Chazal Seyat Rechotu. So we say, Pachat hate chili tochav seideo, Potsu yare chazir, aye chasadeo, Potsu maizeo lideo, Bershotzim biodeo. What is Pachat hate chili? What does it mean? Interesting. I many times I've even here the previous Tisha B'Av, so when we try to understand the Pachat Chechile, we were not always successful. Doesn't mean that I didn't put it over with you, but this is but anyway, I was dissatisfied. Here is a very strange idea. It came out, it came to me just a few months ago. We speak about Chum Beis HaMikdash. Today is the day of Chum Beis HaMikdash. The day of Chum, of destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. And how is it? One Chum or two Chum Beis? And if there are two Chobanis which we mourn today, I mean, what Chobanis are included? We are in the answer simple by Zrishin, by Shem. Gemara says that by Zrishin, there is a village by Zrishin for the whole Babylon by Zrishin, as well as for the whole by Shem. To get more everything with regard to Shavuos of the Tammuz. But the Shavuos of Tammuz should be fasted on the 17th of Tammuz. I mean, the Tzema Chamishi, same of it, should be observed the 17th, the way we do observe, or observed on the 9th of Tammuz. You know very well, the Machlek is a problem. The Gemara says, the Chum by Zrishin actually took place, the contest of Shoshuai took place the first, I mean, the ninth, the Chum Bayi Sheni, the contest of Shoshuai, at the time of the Bayi Sheni, it was the 17th. And to ask the Chum, the 17th, catastrophe. The war will have been more, it was a greater disaster than later catastrophe than the first one. But that's all. The wish to be when you try to recall the history of what he needed in Eretz Yisrael, this and the Beis HaMikdash. Does it start? The Beis HaMikdash, does it start? The Bayis Rishon. Bayis Rishon was. The Bayis Rishon is according to our concept. Is Bayis Rishon the first one? The home of Nebuchadnezzar, the Babylonian one. It's Bayis Rishon the first. Next comes the Bayis Rishon. The first home, basically. Is Chud Mishivah. The first Chud is Chud Mishivah. Not Chud. Because Chud Mishivah is Chud. Not Chud. Chud by Srishna. Chud by Srishna, which was built by Shlomo, is not the first one. The first one is Shiva. Next is Shlomo. And next is the home by, I think it's, is basically the first home is not home by Shlishim, the first home is home by Shlishim, by Shlishim, home by Shlishim. First home is Shlishim, the next is by Shlishim, with the Beis HaMikdash, Shlishim, and next is the Bayis Bnei Mishnah. The Romans is always there. Why is Shiva different? Basically, how many people the English were there in the history of Yerushalayim, the Bishop of Yerushalayim? Bemes, Shiva was different. It started with Mishu, then in the Mishu we crossed the Jordan, on the Jordan River, and we got to the soil, in the work in Gilgal. Marina Bruce was in Gilgal. And Gilgal, as you just know it, Gilgal, how long was it Gilgal? 40 years. And then we moved up to Shiva. What, how long was it Shiva? 365. Yes, correct, it's in Mishnah. However, there's something else. The Mishnah, there was no hope, the Mishnah was not destroyed. On the contrary, this was Kemit Swasa. When they crossed the Yarmouth, so the Mishnah had no place, how could it? The Mishkan had a place as long as it was the Beis HaMikdash, as long as the people were did not stay in one place. At the very moment, I mean, Rosh Hashanah, Yuchavah, and Achor. At the very moment, I mean, the people established themselves, there was a chluk, the partition of Eretz Yisrael, and the concept of Eretz Yisrael, so there was no place for you for the mission. So where was the Mishkan, but the Mishkan without, I mean, the Mishkan already after they crossed the Yarmouth, well, in Gilgal. And Gilgal basically not a Mekin and Migdosh. Gilgal basically is Gilgal is the transition, during the transition from Mishkan into another Beis HaMikdash. So the home was in Gilgal. In other words, that actually while it was in Gilgal, it was, of course, Gilgal had a law, had a character, had a quality of Bamadeo, no doubt about it. But actually, it was not a Mekin HaMikdash. The next Mekin HaMikdash after the Mishkan had no Mekin HaMikdash. The Mishkan moved on with the people. But after the Mishkan, the first Lekim HaMikdo issue. So we brought in Al HaMnucho Ver HaNachlo, so HaMnucho Zer Yerushalayim, the Shire, the Nachlo Zer Yerushalayim. Because in Shire, he's already with a different kind of a Beis HaMikdash. Why in Gilgal the Mishpul of the Beis HaMikdash consisting of Yerias, of the Kirby? This is a Mish consistent of the Kirby. Why are we use all stamina? The Tumor, a lot of Twitter. In Shira already they had a structure. But because they had a Gemara in Drochim said that are some psukim called the Beis HaMikdash Eil, and some psukim call the Beis HaMikdash not Eil, but Bais. Okay, so this kind of Shnei Psukim alone. So the Gemara answered, in Shire it was G'day, when Mechitzes Shel Aronim, they had already a structure at Bais, but the Yiri, I mean, the curtains remained. The top was covered. The top was covered not with shingles, but with ears. With a combination of ale and bias. As A.L. and Bayes. This was the second Beis HaMikdash. I mean, the first Beis HaMikdash was a Mishkan. The second Beis HaMikdash was actually Shir. Yugo is not a separate, it does not have a separate history as Yugo. Yugo was the transition period from the Midbar, from the Masoes in the Midbar, to the Menucho and Nachlo and Beis HaMikdash is Shir. Gilgo was just an intermediate Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash with which we started is Shire. And Shire actually is the first Beis HaMikdash which was destroyed by non-Jews. Gilgo was not destroyed. There is no chum, as a matter of fact, for the transition of the Beis HaMikdash from at the place of the Beis HaMikdash is from Shire later, from Neif to Giving. And from Giving to Yerushalayim, there is no chum. There was no milchomet, there was no war between the Jews and one of his enemy, of his neighbors. No, Shaul is a different story. Shaul was a Melech Yisrael. He's not the same as chum. It's a head, but not chum. Now, when you say chum, means non-Jew.
It means
when they couldn't stay in Leib anymore. But anyway, of Leib, Chum means that the meaning for Chum is Al-Yedei Yisrael. Al-Yedei Yisrael. Yisrael might be, I mean, of course, the one who sets fire to the Beis HaMikdash does not deserve to be a Benel Maboah, I mean, perhaps, but no Chum. I'll give you an example. We have a problem in the Halacha with regard to Chum, a central problem in Halacha. It is still acute, this problem, and it's still on the righteous and the good or bad, about this problem, because it lies at the very foundation of the vicious order. Namely, what's about Kedusha and Chum? Does Chum destroy Kedusha, or doesn't Chum destroy Kedusha? problem with the call? What do you call it? Huh? Kishon Shaitom, Kishon Shaitom. These are probably, if a Goy, if a Jew had set fire to the Mishamigra, it would be no problem. Or if a Jew should take now, a Jew can gather an army, or I mean, or hundreds of years ago, he can organize an army and conquer Torah Israel. If a Jew had done it, no matter what he wants, what kind of God, if a Jew had done it, there would have been no problem at all. Kishon Shaitom, Kishon Shaitom. What would he say in such a case? It's Kishon Shaitom, Kishon Shaitom. That's not true. The halacha from Kishon Shaitom, Kishon Shaitom, Rekisor, is exclusive, related to Chul Maridei Akum. Chul Maridei Akum, there are only three. Whatever Levi given was subjected to, the destiny of Levi given was, but there was no problem, there was never a problem of Levi given of Akum Sheyach. Problem is an Akum Bol Teiko Ibn Achosecho, Timu is Echel Echolecho, and then it Aloch Echol. The question is, if the Dusha may continue and will continue after the Akkadish Boga permitted the Akkum to destroy everything. They are the Tata de Sassavit and the Dusha. If there is Chum, there cannot be any Dusha. That's the Mandona as Kitchel Shaito, the Lake Kitchel Shaito. What do you mean Kitchel Shaito, the Lake Kitchel Shaito? Mean they don't give to one? No, not they didn't work. They wanted to in the Kaddish Gosipa. Why shouldn't they? I mean, Ezra or Shlema didn't want to be in the Kaddish. Oh, yeah, sure, I don't know. The question is whether or not the Kedusha can resist the impact of Chum. If there will be Chum on the Akum, he said the Kedusha will have to be terminated. This is Machlekes on the Kitchen Shaito, Kitchen Shaito, or Kitchen Shaito, the Lord Kitchen Shaito. Still a Machlekes. The Ramashit is a Kitchen Shaito in Eretz Yisrael and in Mesamigra. Only a difference with regard on the Shlemi or Ezra, but according to the Rambam, is in spite of all the bones, on the Akum, there is a city which was destroyed, not once, but 50 times, this is Yerushalayim. In spite of all the Chubanas, is Kitcho Reshaito and Kitcho Reshaito. The Kedusha did not move one iota. Not one iota. Mashemesis Migdashechem, Mashemesis Migdashechem, Afal Pesha Shem Meimo, Migdashosem Kalkoi. The thing is, you see, the problem is Mashemesis and Migdashechem. Can they be combined in one sentence? Or to say Mashemesis Migdashechem is like saying, like making a contradictory statement. If it is Shmomo, if there is Gdusha, it's not Shmomo. How can you say Mashemesis Migdashechem? So in Mashemesis Migdashechem, this is the great mystery that Gdusha survives. Gdusha Samidash, Gdusha Soed, survived and will survive. Whom? Even who met. This problem is only with regard to Akum Sheyach Mishra. That's a base of English. That's it to happen. Nebuchadnezzar was the first one. The second one was Tiffes. However, Shile, what about Shile? Lehi is given Gilgal. I'm not very young at all. First is about Shile. What's Shile? Shile Nechav, what is it going to? The Plishtim, when the Arena breeze, when was Shilin Chumash, when did Chumash take place? It took place when the Plishtim captured the Arena breeze. You see, not of Chumash. When the Plishtim captured, taken the Arena breeze, prisoners, so to say, Tabi Yochum. So Chile, the difficulty came to an end. Because Eve are always in under the Arena Druis is under the control of the Twisted. It makes no sense to speak of Kedusha at a time when the oven, Arena Druis, is under the control of the Twisted is ridiculous. But Chile, it's basically when you speak about chum al de'akum, so you have three chum, it's not so. Shire, hadn't Shire been destroyed by the Christian because of the Hebrew and so forth, what would have happened? There would have been no need for Atabes Amidah to be built in Yerushalayim. Would have been, our history would have been a different one. A different history. If she had not been destroyed. And interestingly, with regard to Chile, whether you say Kitchen is right or Kitchen is right or Kitchen is right or Kitchen is right. Huh? How do you know that? How do you know? Is usually always saying it refers to Bais Rishon, Bais Sheni. Isn't it the Rambam saying this Rambam? A Bais Rishon was not Bais Rishon, but Yeshua Kedusha was.
After she lived with a Rabbi, that's when
No. That's a shame. She was a
Zawa
Swaba.
It's a problem.
It's a problem.
It's a problem.
It's a reality.
How do you
change people?
know the reality and
the future of the
world, which is very realistic,
what do you say?
It's not the correct people. It's not the reality.
How do you know that?
From
your
Is it just occupy the compartment in our brain?
We have another kind of Shiva. Mm-hmm. As far as from Shiva is concerned,
is
not only the physical structure was destroyed completely. Spiritual, as far as memory is concerned, they have forgotten Shiva. So who knows what Hakadosh Baruch Hu wants to do with Yerushalayim? Perhaps he wants to impose upon Yerushalayim the same penalty, the same destiny as he imposed upon Shiva, namely, not only physical honors, but spiritual
honors,
But anyway, Shiva was a problem. warm Spanish
language
and made a smato
about one
week. Often it was often, but it made us forget such a
phenomenon
has ever existed. That would have been the
problem.
There is something else,
Major. If you
take echo,
There is something else.
Jody Poas saw how Paul Mahmedeo, Kiroa saw Moses Jaffer, Kiroa saw Goyim. Paul Mikdosha. Asha Tziviso, Ruyoveyu Vakolo. What does it mean?
Yodin Kohas, Kotor, Alkol
Mahmedeo. What does it mean? Yodin Kohas, Kotor, Alkol
Mahmedeo.
He spread his hand over all our precious possessions.
Ruyoveyu Vakolo. What is it?
Kiroas, Ruy.
What does it mean?
Paul Mikdosha. What kind of
going?
I shall see you, sir.
We
are very welcome. He's a man.
Not
married,
but
his hands is rotting. What has it got to do with philosophy and loving us? We are calling to discover what you just told him. He's an actual reason we're living back home. We believe the reason why that we were entered, that we were in the English, and we were there, and we had humility and goodness. They were just wanting to be there, and we wanted to parade them then, and to show the people that the virtue is not only not a pagan, but it's a double eye as well. The question is,
According to the Rambam,
so why is actually the idea?
Why
don't you know I call him Nashua Nashua? Forbidden.
Just looks at it possible for the person to exactly what you're using.
That's exactly what you're doing.
All the Holy Spirit. Right to spend out the 17 years.